Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like this week to discuss some legislation that you have introduced that deals with a really serious problem that reared its head in your district. Can you tell us about the legislation that you're bringing up?
Well, this is legislation that I've sponsored to close a loophole and better protect our children. And really, it's in response to the tragic death of two-year-old Oakley Headland here in Bradford earlier this year. This legislation would better protect children against convicted child abusers. I've sponsored House Bill 2075, which would impose a mandatory period of post-release supervision for any offender convicted of a crime involving a minor child, even if the offender has served the maximum term of imprisonment imposed by the court. Certainly nothing we can do can right the many wrongs that were committed against Oakley, but we can learn from this tragedy and take steps to protect other children from suffering the same fate. The man accused in Oakley's death, his father, had recently completed a 40-month sentence on charges of endangering the welfare of a child and reckless endangerment of another person. And in that case, the victim was an 18-month-old who suffered near-fatal injuries, according to testimony in court. And because this man had served his full sentence in that case, he was released without any further supervision. I think it's crazy to think that someone convicted of such crimes can just be permitted to walk away without any further supervision or monitoring. This is a serious loophole in our state law that puts children and the community at risk. And the bill that I have sponsored would close that loophole and, as I said, require a mandatory period of post-release supervision. House Bill 2075 has been referred to the House Judiciary Committee for further consideration. In addition to that, I'm also co-sponsoring with two of my colleagues two other bills that would address the tragedy of child abuse, all focused on protecting our Commonwealth's children. House Bill 849 would establish a registry of individuals convicted of committing child abuse. It would require defendants convicted of certain child abuse offenses to register and provide information to the Pennsylvania State Police, similar to our Megan's Law offender registry, which I think this would be certainly a very valuable tool. In addition, I've co-sponsored House Bill 1837, which would create the offense of child torture to empower law enforcement and the courts to impose additional penalties in the most extreme cases of abuse. And so, again, we're focused on strengthening our laws to protect our children. And all of these bills have been referred to the House Judiciary Committee for further consideration.
Representative, the next thing we'd like to talk about is the property tax rent rebate program, a program that we hear about every year. I understand that applications are being accepted, and next year's applications will be open soon. What are the details?
Well, there's an important deadline coming up for the property tax rent rebate program. And so all older adults and Pennsylvanians with disabilities have until December 31st to apply for the state's 2024 property tax rent rebate program. The income limits increased this year to $46,520 for both homeowners and renters. Many, many people have already applied for this rebate. But if you have not, you have until December 31st to do so. The 2025 property tax rent rebate program will be open and accepting applications in late January, early February.
And finally, Representative, it's that time of year that folks might be worrying about making sure they can pay for their heating expenses. I understand LIHEAP is available. Tell us about the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program.
This is also a very important program. LIHEAP is a federally funded program that helps individuals and families pay their heating bills through home heating energy assistance grants. The program is now open. If you need assistance and want to apply for the LIHEAP program, you should contact the county assistance office in the county in which you reside. Or if you have questions, please reach out to one of my district offices.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.